Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Health Discovery Show. This is your host, David Sandoval, and I want to thank everyone who's taking the time out of their day to be with us this morning. I have an unusual circumstance developing. I am actually traveling from the Denver area, and as you can hear in the background, I am currently on a plane that is delayed. We'll wait one moment. And unfortunately, I am stuck on a plane. The jetway is locked, and I have a mechanic who's working on it. In the meantime, I will do my very best to bring you the information we have prepared for today's show. As you know, it is a question and answer format where I receive calls in from the listening audience via email, letters, and, of course, your calls that come in Monday through Friday. And then I put those on a list and try to take them one at a time in depth so that you could get the full and complete information regarding these subject matters. I'm going to ask everybody's patience for just one moment as I make my way out of the plane and begin today's program. Our co-host, Miss Amy, will not be able to join us today as she is actually at curbside waiting to pick me up from this plane. So again, we had some really interesting questions that have come to us over the past week, and I'm going to put the going to just try to mute out a little bit of the background noise, and give me one moment. Okay, now you might hear some announcements as I walk through the airport. For that, I sincerely apologize. The first question that has come in from our listening audience was a question about our new product announcement. We're coming out with a new product. It is a very, very unique food. It is called zeolite. And zeolite is actually a type of material that comes from the center of the earth, and it has a very, very unique and amazing purpose and impact on the human body. In fact, zeolite is a product that is so potent that and so important that some companies have been built around simply selling zeolite and nothing else. Well, we have found the world's highest quality zeolite, I believe a higher quality than is offered by any other company, and we had some questions come in, people just asking where does it come from and what will it do? Well, the answer to that is really fascinating. And so the first thing I want to address is where it comes from. Zeolite is, as we said, it comes from the center of the earth, and it emerges from the earth as molten lava. That lava will then flow down until it hits the sea, until it hits a body of water. And when that lava flows into the water, it actually causes a really incredible chemical reaction. And that chemical reaction forms a unique structure within that molten lava. And that unique structure is extremely, extremely capable of attaching to and eliminating toxins from the human body when it is ingested. Now, ours is in a liquid form, and it just takes a small amount each day in order to effectuate that detoxification and purification process. And what it typically binds to are heavy metals and other toxins that typically accumulate within our body and ultimately contribute to disease, things like Alzheimer's, Crohn's disease, and dementia, not to mention contributing and being beneficial for those who may worry about autism. And it can be used in various battle plans in conjunction with those that require a detoxification, since it is such a phenomenal detoxifier. Zeolite will be available during the month of August. We're doing our best to make it available early in August as possible. And we are going to have a pre-sale where those who want to pre-order the product will not only be the first in line to receive it, they will also have a superior price and will have a special offer as it relates to their initial purchase. So we definitely have an exciting announcement about the zeolite, and of course the questions are coming in. And the question is, the answers of course are, you know, what is zeolite? Where does it come from? And I think we answered that question. The other question is, what is it good for? Detoxification, chelation of heavy metals. And these things are the primary benefits. And, of course, you know, how is it used? Well, it's in a liquid. And you just use a few drops each day. And it will be available, I guess is the final question, sometime in August, sooner as opposed to later in the month. And I hope that that addresses the basic questions about that product. Another question that came in had to do with the activated barley. And the question was, how is it that activated barley is said to have four times the energy of other carbohydrates? And in order to answer that question, you have to understand how the body works. When we process carbohydrates, the carbohydrates are broken down enzymatically. And those enzymes that break down the carbohydrates are going to reduce them down into simple matter, which is glucose. Now, that glucose is going to have to be utilized by the body. And if the body needs glucose in order to create energy, that's good, because the glucose will bond with oxygen and form glycogen, and that is going to fuel your cells in the mitochondria, where the energy factories of the body exist. However, if your body doesn't need glucose at that time, then your body needs to make a decision of what it's going to do with it. It needs to store it, or it needs to use it. Now, if your body is not able to control the glucose, then it will be free and it will enter your blood, and you'll have a spike or a rise in your blood glucose levels. This could cause a headache, and when it changes, it could actually cause muscle aches and virtually have a negative impact on your body, ultimately leading to something like insulin resistance, which is another name for diabetes. When your blood sugar rises and falls without being able to be controlled by your body, this is not a good thing. On the other hand, if your body is controlling your blood glucose well, it will make a decision to store that sugar as fat, because sugar is nothing but excess energy. And so your body will take that energy and create fat out of it. So sugar becomes fat. A lot of people weren't aware of that. Fat is not the only thing your body stores as fat. It actually converts sugar to fat. So again, typically carbohydrates that are inefficiently used, that break down too quickly, cause a burden on the body, and thus the rate of efficiency, the rate that they are used as energy by the body, the portion that is converted to glucose that actually fuels the body, is very small. And the simpler the carbohydrate, like a simple sugar, or a refined carbohydrate like a white flour, like say a saltine cracker, those will actually convert to sugar very quickly and have a negative impact on the body. And if you have a slower burning carbohydrate, let's say a whole grain, then that time is actually increased. And so it takes longer for those foods to become converted into sugars, and thus they are more metabolically efficient. However, nothing is more metabolically efficient than activated barley. In fact, it is twice as efficient as even those most efficient carbohydrates, like in a whole grain. It is still twice as efficient as the carbohydrates in whole grain. So it will last up to 4 hours, and it will slowly feed glucose into the bloodstream, and this is the absolute best way for our bodies to receive carbohydrates. And so the reason activated barley is 100% utilizable by the body, why it is so good for diabetics, why it is so good at creating sustained energy, so good for weight loss, and so good for so many athletic endeavors, is because it does give you that slow 4-hour feed
of carbohydrate that is so vitally important to the to the human body's functioning and to the human body's efficient use of glucose and energy, and thus reducing the body's need to store this excess energy as fat. So I hope that that is a thorough answer, a complete answer, relating to the question, why and how is activated barley such a superior carbohydrate as it relates to and relating to other sources of carbohydrate. Now, I had another question as to why it is that I recommend a double dose of enzymes and probiotics for the reduction of food allergies and seasonally induced asthma. Well, the reason why is because when you increase the efficiency of the enzymatic breakdown of food parts and you increase the efficiency of the elimination of the byproduct of metabolization, which is obviously metabolic waste, and you do reduce the amount of allergens that are ever able to enter the bloodstream. And so enzymes and probiotics are going to properly break down the food, and they are going to then help that food to be separated or sorted, where the bacteria are going to take the toxic matter and move it into the gut, into the urinary tract, into the colon, where those toxins will be eliminated and not remain in the bloodstream. It will also enzymatically separate and break down into the proper size particles, because undigested food in larger particles that enters the bloodstream is a primary cause of allergic reactions and causes the body to create histamines. And histamines are the body's reaction to foreign invaders. We typically will then take an antihistamine in order to reduce the number of histamines in our body, and so that will suppress the symptoms, but it will not address the underlying problem. Only by taking the enzymes and probiotics can we do that. Now, our enzymes are Aspergillus-derived enzymes. That means they come from certain mushrooms, and they are across the board. They work across the board to help your body eliminate and digest all different foodstuffs. They're shelf-stable, and they don't need to be refrigerated. And that's vitally important in today's world. And so, that having been said, it is also true of our probiotics. Our probiotics are also vegetarian. Our probiotics are also shelf-stable. And our probiotics also have a long and shelf life and effective range. So our enzymes and our probiotics replace the vital function that is typically performed within your body when that function is diminished. And when that function is diminished, then we do develop food allergies and seasonally induced asthma caused by allergies. And I hope that that addresses that question as well. Now, folks, it's really been a pleasure to be with you today. Unfortunately, due to my circumstances, I'm about to enter a very loud part of the airport, as if I'm not already. And so I want to ask everybody to continue to submit their questions and to please join us next Thursday. Well, we will be back. We'd like to have more questions than we had this week. We only had 3. I'd like to have 5 to 6 questions to answer next week. So if you'd like to participate by submitting your question, please do so by calling 888-747-6733 and simply say you want your question answered on the Health Discovery Show Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 Eastern Standard Time, and we'll do our best to answer your question right here on the Health Discovery Show. I want to thank everybody once again for having joined us. Apologize for the brevity of today's interaction. However, I think it was a bit of a miracle that my plane landed in time for me to join you here at all. And it certainly is wonderful to know that so many of you are waiting to listen to this information. I really thoroughly enjoy presenting it to you, and I hope it will continue to expand to these Thursday shows week after week. Thank you so much. Have a great day.